Wetlands are useful places, providing habitat for birds and butterflies, frogs and snakes, while preventing floods, erosion, and water pollution after heavy rains. That's why Waynesboro decided to restore 10 acres in the middle of a city neighborhood. Trafford McCray is an engineer with the Department of Public Works.
What we did was we came in and we terraced several levels of wetland pools. So the water winds its way through those pools, which gives more time for pollution to settle out or for the vegetation to soak up nutrients.
Nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen, which run off roads, yards, and farm fields, had been flowing to the Chesapeake Bay, where they caused algae blooms and dead zones. Waynesboro also put in tall grass and other native plants.
Some cardinal flowers, irises, witch hazel, red-stem dogwood, cedars. There's some river birch sprinkled in through here.
You might expect neighbors to complain when a swamp replaced their manicured detention basin. In fact, McCray says most people like the wild look of the Mulberry Run wetland.
People can come out and enjoy being part of this ecosystem that is somewhat unique in an urban setting. We intentionally keep some paths mowed so that people can come out and walk.
The project took 3 years and cost $1.7 million, much of it provided by government grants and loans. In Waynesboro, I'm Sandy Houseman.